我如果说各位长老们好，你会感觉怎么样？
If I said greetings to all your elders, how would you feel?
在主里面，就是跟诸位长老问好。
In Christ, I greet all of you elders.
如果你听得很奇怪的话，你就是星期一没有来聚会。
If you think this is very strange, this means that you did not come to Monday night service.
那如果你有星期一又来聚会，如果你还感觉奇怪的话，就是，那我就有责任了，因为我可能讲道你睡着了。
And if you did come to Monday night service, but you feel this is still very strange, then I am responsible because maybe you dozed off during sermon.
那如果你没有睡着，你又不同意的话，那就是星期我没讲好。
And if you did not doze off, but you do not agree with me, then maybe I did not speak very clearly on Monday.
那都是我的错了。
And it is all my wrong.
你从星期到现在有没有感觉你是一个长老呢？
So from Monday till today, do you feel like you are an elder?
有嘛哈？还是没有？
Do you feel like you are one?
因为星期的最后一句话还记得吗？说你就是那24长老啊。
And do you remember the last phrase of Monday night service? You are the 24 elders.
所以我们看那个启示录第四章。
When we turn to Revelation chapter 4,
二十四长老是指着那个位，那个他的身份。
The 24 elders are by their status.
对，非常好。不是指，我现在不是讲教会里面的职分啊，这个要分清楚。我们这里有长老哈，那个何长老嘛，他是职分上的长老，不要忘记。
So I'm not talking about in the church, such as we have Elder Ho here.
对，那我们其他人，我们是身份上的身，你怎么得到这个？就是洗礼嘛，除非你没有洗礼。
So how did we obtain the status? It was through water baptism.
好，那接下来我们再来继续来看哈。
So let us continue to read.
启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
那个，我们来看第六节一下。
From verse 6 onwards.
我们一起来念了哈。
Let us read it together.
预备起。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个活物像牛，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那座宝座上活到永永远远者的时候，那二十四位长老就俯伏在宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：我们的主，我们的神，你是配得尊贵权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。好，我们继续围绕着这个宝座。
And so we are still surrounding the throne.
那这里的宝座描写前面有一个玻璃海。
And here it says before the throne there was a sea of glass.
有一个海。
So there was a sea.
那这个海呢是玻璃海。
And the sea was made of glass.
在启示录里面有两种海。
And in the book of Revelation there are two types of sea.
一个就是第十三章你看到的哈，从海中上来的兽，那个海。
And one is recorded in chapter 13, which is the beast that came out of the sea.
海如果风平浪静的，没有风，没有什么，海是平静的，你看起来是可爱的。
And so if you look at the sea, if it's very tranquil, it looks very good.
但是如果起风起浪，那真是吓死人了。
But if there are big waves and there's wind, then it's very frightful.
所以启示录两种海，一个呢是 那个出怪兽的那个海。
So there are two types of seas in the book of Revelation, and one is the sea that the beast comes out of.
一个是在玻璃，那个一个是玻璃海，在宝座前面。
And the other sea is the sea of glass before the throne.
那在这样一个玻璃海的宝座前，那个会就是说第六节出现的就是四活物。
And around this, there were there four living creatures.
那当然，这个玻璃海这边说好像水晶呢。
And here it says the sea of glass is as clear as crystal.
非常平静，非常让人得到安息的一个地方。
So it was very tranquil and it was a place where people could receive rest.
那围绕这个宝座呢，有四个活物。
And around the throne there were four living creatures.
我们来想想这个四活物哈，在哪里？位置在哪里？
So let us think about where these four living creatures are.
我们看二十四章老是固定的，座位是固定的，他是讲他的那个位置。
And so the 24 elders where they sat was, it did not move.
是他的身份。
And it is their status.
那四活物他在哪里？
And so where are the four living creatures?
在宝座中。
They were around the throne.
不是，宝座中。
They were in the...
你那个写什么？念一下。
They were in the center.
In the center.
Around the throne.
他有两个动作嘛，In the center,
around the throne,
在中间。宝座有没有坐人
？And so was there someone sitting on the throne?
有啊。
Yes.
但是是四活物是在 in the center 是在宝座的中间，那两个挤在一起啊。
So the four living creatures in the center of the throne, will they be squished together?
其实不是的。
But it is not so.
如果你看那个以赛亚书第六章，也是一样的。
If you turn to Isaiah chapter 6, it is the same.
也是那个撒拉佛也是在宝座的上面。
The seraphs are also above the throne.
以赛亚书第六章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
好，这个跟我们这第四章似乎很相像的。好，第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那你念一下。
Above him were seraphs, each with six wings.
OK, 在他之上，在什么呢？在坐宝座者之上。
And here it says, above him who is the one who sits on the throne.
这是什么？
And so what is this?
四活物我们都很熟了哈。
So we are very familiar with the four living.
就是狮、牛、人、鹰。
This is the lion, the ox, the face of a man, and the flying eagle.
你让牛跑到头上去，把你压扁了。
So the ox is above you, then it will squish you.
牛是不是走在地上？
Ox walk on the floor?
那人呢？也是走在地上嘛。
And man also walks on the ground.
那狮子也是啊。
And so do lions.
四活物，你不要把它想成。如果你想说好像一只狮，就是四活物是四，如果你说是狮子、是人、是牛、是鹰，那就错了。
So if you say,
不是。
If you say that the four living creatures are a lion, an ox, a man, and a flying eagle, then you are wrong.
这里是说像。
Here it says they are like.
像不是是。
Like does not equate to is.
如果是是的话，那这个牛跑到上面去了，还得了？跑不上去的。
And because if it was an ox, then the ox could not be above.
那等一下你就晓得为什么牛会跑到上面去，鹰会，当然鹰到上面你是说应该的。
And later on, we will know why the ox will go above.
这个四活物其实是怎么样跑来跑去的
？And so these four living creatures, they are actually running around.
它在宝座的周围。
And they are around the throne.
并且在中间。
In the center,
中间就是上面嘛
，which is above the throne.
所以它是跑来跑去的，牛也跑到上面去了，鹰也跑到上面去了，狮子也跑到上面去了。
So the ox and the eagle and the lion all go above the throne.
但是也在四围啊。
But they are also around the throne.
好，所以如果是那个二十四长老是讲的是那个位置的话，讲的是身份的话。
And if we talk about the status of the 24 elders,
那这四活物是代表着一个精神面貌， 讲一个精神啊 spirit。
The four living creatures is an experience.
这个四活物它的基本是什么样活？活的东西。
And so these creatures are living.
这个是从创世纪神就有讲了哈，神创造活的东西。
And in Genesis, it records that God created living things.
活就是活命，有生命。
Living means it has life.
生命在挪亚之后，神说要尊重生命啊，甚至一只蚂蚁以后是那个一只鸡啊，
and,
所以不能吃他们的血。
And after Noah, God said that we must respect life, and so we cannot eat the blood.
好，那这四活物很特别哦。
And there is something very special about these four living creatures.
这里是二十四章，老师讲他们哈、哦、穿着。
The 24 elders, they talked about what they wore.
都是讲外在的、
哦。And it talked about the outer appearance.、
哦、这个星期我们看过了，他是坐在那里，并且穿什么，戴什么。
And so on Monday, we already studied where they sat and what they were wearing and what they were doing.
不是他们的事，而是他们的有。你是就是 to be， 有就是 to have。
So it wasn't about what they were to be, but what they had.
譬如说，你有一辆什么车最好？我搞不懂。一辆很好的车。
For example, you have a very good car.
但是你不是车，你有车。
But you are not the car, you have the car.
那你呢？你是人。
And you are a human being.
那你人这个是你的事。
So you are something.
哦，那你有的东西会可能会丢掉。
But you may throw away what you have.
车子会坏，会对不对？会锈，一百年之后车子就可能锈了。
And your car may break down within 100 years.
哦，这是你外在的。
And this is the outer.
所以你的白衣可能掉了。
So you may lose your white garment.
那。好，你的那个皇冠，你的冠冕也可能不见了。
You may also lose your crown.
但这四活物呢？你看它都是什么？它是前后遍体都满了眼睛。
But these four living creatures, they had eyes. They were covered with eyes all around.
哦，第六节最后是前后遍体都满了眼睛。
In the latter part of verse 6, it says they were covered with eyes in front and in back.
这是讲外面的哈。
So this is about the outer appearance.
我一直要尝试画出四活物，但是到现在还没有，因为我小那个以前都没有上过那个才艺班、绘画班，没有，所以现在太已经来不及了。
And I always wanted to draw a picture of the four living creatures, but because I never took art classes, it's too late now.
如果你们从小有上过才艺班的哈，回去画画看。
And if you have taken art classes before, you can try and draw this when you go home.
因为在座有很多人有上过嘛。
Because a lot of people have taken such classes before.
是，你看到、哦、它是前后遍体哦，你想都是眼睛哦，一个一个眼睛。
So they were covered in eyes in front and the back and all around.
好，你再看第八节哦。
If you look at verse 8.
第八节这里讲那个四活物各有六个翅膀。遍体内外都满了眼睛。
Here it says the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around.
All around. 它没有内外吗
？Even under his wings.
外面里面都是眼睛。
So inside and outside, there were eyes.
你想想，如果一只牛
，So if we think about an ox,
它的牛角是眼睛，因为。遍体内外嘛，对不对？牛角是眼睛，
horns,
都是眼睛哦。
If the horns were covered with eyes,
当然眼睛也是眼睛啊。
And they had their own eyes.
鼻子眼睛。
And the nose was an eye.
嘴巴眼睛。
And the mouth was an eye.
内外哦，牙齿也眼睛。
And they had teeth that had eyes on them.
牛的耳朵也是眼睛嘛，因为全体都遍满眼睛啊，你可以想象吗？
You,
一只眼睛牛，应该说牛眼睛不是。眼睛牛了，都是这只牛是由眼睛组成的。
Can you imagine an ox that had ears as eyes, and they were just made up of eyes?
好，一只眼睛组成的牛。
An ox made up of eyes.
一只眼睛组成的狮子。
and a lion made up of eyes.
狮子很凶，对不对？
And a lion is very ferocious.
你每次想到狮子，你说狮吼像狮子，哇，好厉害！但是它的手是眼睛哦，它的那爪啊是眼睛，对不对？
So、
它的嘴巴也是眼睛啊，牙齿也是眼睛嘛，内外遍地都是眼睛啊。
So、
我们照圣经来讲嘛，对不对？
So when you think of the lion, the paws are filled with eyes, and inner and outer were off of eyes, is according to the Bible.
这是最重要的。
And this is the most important.
是像狮子，不是狮子。
They are like a lion, they are not a lion.、嗯、
那这只狮子是什么狮子？眼睛狮子。
And what type of lion is this? This is an eye lion.
好，那这个人呢，是什么人？是眼睛人。你看你旁边那个人，你把他想象说他从头滑一直到脚都是眼睛，会怎么样？
Person,
你笑起来其实都是眼睛啊。
This person is an eye man, so just imagine the person sitting next to you covered in eyes. Even when they smile, you can see eyes all around.
好，这只鹰也是眼睛鹰啊。
And this eagle is an eye eagle.
你只是看到它的像形状像鹰，或是像狮子。或是像牛，或是像人，但是呢，其实它组成的成分怎么样？一样，都是什么？眼睛。
So it may appear as an eagle, like a man, or an ox, or a lion, but they are all composed of the same thing, which is eyes.
所以眼睛狮子跟眼睛人跟眼睛牛跟眼睛鹰，其实怎么样？它的本质是一致的。
And so the eye lion, the eye ox, the eye man, and the eye eagle, they are all made up of the same thing.
好，所以这个是狮吼最重要的，不要忘记它是眼睛啊。
And so do not forget this very important part about the four living creatures.
那我们知道眼睛很重要。
And we all know that eyes are very important.、嗯、
那个箴言十五章第三十节哈。
We turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30.
这边告诉我们。
Okay. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones.
有好眼睛是不错的。
And so it's good to have good eyes.
眼睛有光是很好的。
And it's good to have light in your eyes.
雅各也是喜欢眼睛有神的人嘛，对不对？
And James also liked a person who had light in the eyes.
那我们看马太福音第六章。
We turn to Matthew chapter 6.
二十二节
，Verse 22，
这是主耶稣所说的话。
This is what Jesus said. 22, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light.
第二十三节
，Verse 23, but if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
主耶稣讲的这是什么？属灵的眼睛了，就不是世上的眼睛了。
So this is talking about the spiritual eye, not the physical eye.
嗯，我们有肉体的眼睛。
We have physical eyes.
但是这里是讲属灵的眼睛。
But here it talks about the spiritual eye.
所以同以这个一样的那个故事，就是在约翰福音第九章。
And so the same story is recorded in John chapter 9.
主耶稣用医治一个瞎眼的人来讲道理。
And Jesus, he healed a blind man, and he gave a sermon based on this.
当时眼睛很好的，并且哈，很有学问的法利赛人，主耶稣说他们瞎眼了。
And Jesus said that the Pharisees who had good eyesight were blind.
因为他们的心眼瞎了。
Because their hearts were blinded.
我们来看那个创世纪四十六章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 46.
如果在古时候爸爸要离世之前已经叫儿子来按手在他头上。
Back then, before the father died, he would tell his son to come and he would lay hands on his son.
这是种祝福。
And this is a type of blessing.
也是生命的传承。
And this was also passing on their life.
尤其那个在信仰的上面你看亚伯兰、以撒、雅各都是一代祝福过一代。
And especially when it came to faith, Abraham blessed his descendants.
当长辈把手按在晚辈的头上的时候
，So when the older generation lays their hands on the head of the younger generation,
46章第四节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 46.
46章四节。
Verse 4, I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again, and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes.
Okay. 这时候晚辈就要把他的手放在前辈，就是他爸爸的眼睛上面。
And so the younger generation had to put their hand on the eyes of the older generation.
也就是说，为什么？
And so why do they do this?
因为古时候他们有这样的讲法。
Because back then they had a saying.
像主耶稣所讲的，你的眼睛就是身上的光。
And like Jesus said, your eyes are the lamp to your body.
那当然这个没有证实了哈。说人要离世之前呢，灵魂是从眼睛跑出去的。
And even though there's no truth to saying that when you die, your spirit will depart from your eyes.
所以有人讲嘛，就是眼睛是灵魂之窗啊。
And some people say that your eyes are the windows to your soul.
那无论怎么样，以前呢，如果父亲要过世了，俗话也是这样子啊。如果这个人不很气啊，我不死，要睁眼看着你怎么样？
So if a person is very angry,
眼睛就那么大嘛，眼睛闭不起来。
And they're about to die, but they don't want to close their eyes, then they would just stare at you.
那晚辈把手放在眼睛。
So the younger generation has to place their hands on the older generation.
就是说传承。
And this is to pass it on.
把前辈你可以安息了，从此之后你的生命在我身上流过，你可以安心的说死可以瞑目了，眼睛可以闭起来了。那在信仰的上面，我们一信耶稣，像保罗所讲的，在使徒行传26章18节，
It's recorded by Paul.
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
In Acts chapter 26, verse 18. Verse 18: To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以。信耶稣最大的改变就是你眼睛会明亮。
So the greatest change once you come to believe in Christ is that your eyes are opened.
眼睛张开了。
They are opened and they receive light.
你能够看到属灵的荣美。
And you are able to see the spiritual glory.
你会看到世上的价值是不一样的。
And you have a different value towards the things of this world.
所以我们的信徒常常社会人说想不通你们在想什么。
And so a lot of people in society, they do not understand our thoughts.
其实我们已经有什么样？有遍体前后内外的眼睛了，能够看透一切。
But we have a different pair of eyes that can look through all things.
那个苍蝇很厉害哈。
The flies.
眼睛啊，它是复眼嘛，所以抓不到。
Flies have very good eyes, so it is very hard to catch them.
但是我们比它更厉害。
But we are even better.
苍蝇才是两个眼睛啊，复眼。我们什么里外遍体全都是眼睛，再没有什么你看不透的。你可以想里外，如果有肠子也是肠子，也是眼睛啊；有胃也是眼睛啊。但是可能不是这样子啦。
So we are even better than flies because flies only have two eyes, but we have eyes all around, and we are covered in eyes that even our intestines might be filled with eyes.
那如果不能有基督，不能有属灵的那个眼睛的话，就像老底嘉教会要买饮料来擦眼睛啊，因为瞎眼了。
So if we do not have Christ and we do not have this spiritual eyesight, then we will be like the Church of Laodicea and they were blind.
所以是活物最重要的、最基础的那个它的本质是什么？眼睛。
And so the most important basic foundation of the four living creatures and what they are composed of is eyes.
因为是四活物共同的。
Because it is shared by all four living creatures.
刚刚我们看过了，狮牛人鹰都是眼睛组成的。
And before we read that the lion, the ox, man, and eagle were all made out of eyes.
所以属灵的眼光很重要。
So it is very important to have spiritual eyesight.
所以保罗才讲了，我们能够看透属灵人看透世界，世界不晓得我们在做什么。
And so as Paul said, with our spiritual eyes, we can look at this world and the world does not understand.
那第二个他们共同的是什么？就是我们来看一下那个，再回来我们的启示录第四章。
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 4.
有眼睛之后，接下来共同的就是第八节，来念一下。
So the second thing they have in common is recorded in verse 8. Verse 8, each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings.
他们有六个翅膀。
So they had six wings.
当然翅膀也是什么， 你不要想说，哦，这翅膀有羽毛啊。
So do not think that these wings have feathers on them.
翅膀也是什么，也是眼睛啊。
So the wings
是不是？你遍体前后都是眼睛啊，反正他身上有的东西都是眼睛就是了，所以眼睛翅膀啊。
Because every body part they have is covered with eyes, so the wings are made of eyes too.
那有翅膀，这个翅膀是如果我们看以赛亚书就知道，这六个翅膀，如果跟那个以赛亚书六章相对的话，这六对翅膀就是要遮脸，哦，遮脚，还有要飞。
And so if we compare these six wings to what is recorded in Isaiah chapter 6, you know that these wings are to cover the face and the feet and to fly.
当作我们很熟悉的了，遮脸，不是说不好意思啊，遮脸就是没有脸了吗？
And when they cover their face, it is not because they're embarrassed or bashful, but they do not have a face.
人认识，大部分是认识脸啊。
When you recognize someone, it is often by their face.
这好久以前了。差不多二十年前，我那时候还没有这么老了哈。
And about 20 years ago, when I was younger,
我有一次坐在教会的后面。
I was sitting in the back of the church.
一个人来，非常那个很轻的说：“哎呀，你怎么那么早来？”他说：“谢长老，你怎么那么早来？”
And a person came up to me, and he was very friendly, and he said, "How come you came so early?"
我一看。也是一个跟他同年纪的长老，他吓一跳，我也吓一跳。
And,
因为年纪大我很多，怎么一个长老这样对我这么亲的这样子
？And when I turned back, I saw that it was an elder, and I was very surprised that he was so friendly towards me.
他看错了，他只是看光头，没有看我的脸。
And he looked at my bald head. He did not see my face.
光头一样，但是脸不一样啊。
And so they had the same bald head, but the face is different.
所以看错人了。
So he recognized me. He mistook me for someone else.
认识人是认识脸啊。
So when you look at someone, you recognize them by their face.
脸遮起来就看不到你了。
If you cover the face, you will no longer see it.
所以如果这个人是很不要脸的话，那什么都做得出来，因为他无所谓啊。
So
这是不好的啦。
So if someone doesn't have a face, they can do anything because it doesn't matter.
四活物它遮住脸。
So the four living creatures, they cover their face.
遮住脚。
Their feet.
脚就是它的行为嘛，它所做的好事。
And the feet represents the good deeds.
当然，这个我们都很知道了，就是说，当四活物的时候，你所做的，不是要让人来知道，你所行的不要让人察觉。
And so during the time of the four living creatures, what you do should not be known to other people.
那接下来就是要飞。
And then we have to fly.
牛在飞的，你不要说，哇，这个牛呢，就是要耕田的啊，那你就想错了，它不是牛，它是什么？像牛，它是眼睛牛，你要把它叫去拉田，这个太残忍了吧？对不对？你要拉田，要把那个他的轭放在他的肩上，他都是肩膀，都是眼睛耶。
So if you think of this ox with wings that are flying, and you want to tell this ox to go plow the fields, then it cannot be so because this is like an ox and it has eyes all around.
四活物不是狮子，不是牛，不是人，不是鹰。
So the four living creatures, they are not a lion, they are not an ox, they are not a man, and they are not a flying eagle.
他们是像。
They are like these things.
他们像狮、像牛、像人、像鹰，是圣经是这样写的吗
They are like a lion, like an ox, like a man, and like an eagle.
哦，眼睛狮子，你叫他说，哇，这是很厉害的，会吼叫，哇，这眼睛呢？
And when you think of an eye lion, you think that it can roar, but it is a.
你要叫眼睛牛去耕田，这个，也不是说不可以了，但是只有你家有啊。
And you cannot tell an eye ox to go plow the fields. It would be only you would have that.
所以是要飞的。
So this is to fly.
所以那个狮子在飞。
So when the lion is flying.
像狮子的似乎在飞。
When the creature like a lion is flying.
牛也在飞。
And this ox is flying.
人也在飞。
This man is flying.
鹰也在飞。
And this eagle is also flying.
当然了，这就是告诉我们哦。你要飞得起来。
So this tells us that we must be able to fly.
在末世到最后你不飞的话，你只是跑，一定是不行的了。
And so in the end times, we must be able to fly. We cannot only run.
当然，在十二章里面有记载着了。
And it is recorded in chapter 12.
这个妇人的小孩，第一个阶段是跑，是那个逃啊，那个第十二章第六节。
In chapter 12, verse 6, in the beginning, the women fled on foot.
逃啊，逃就可以那个躲避这个龙的攻击啊。
And at first, she fled by foot to escape the attack of this dragon.
但是逃是你自己跑啊。
But when she was running by herself.
但是这个龙也很厉害啊，到最后没有办法逃不掉了。
And this dragon was very good, so she was unable to flee.
魔鬼很没有卫生啊！魔鬼不卫生就是了，不讲究卫生啊，不是那个海军。
Oh, so, Satan is not very hygienic.
对，十五节你看他乱吐口水。
Because in verse 15.
第十五节嘛哈。
Verse 15, he spat.
对啊，从嘴巴里面吐水，不是吐口水，是不卫生。
So he's not very hygienic.
但是这个水很厉害啊。
But this water is very.
魔鬼龙的口水很厉害。
The saliva of the dragon is very powerful.
它这个口水成河啊，口水河。
This saliva became a river.
这个厉害了，你可以想象像 tsunami 一样。
So you can imagine that it's like a tsunami.
那个tsunami啊，这个是就是海啸的那个狂浪。
So it's like the waves of the tsunami.
上次不是tsunami那个海啸吗？有人说啊，来了，赶快跑啊，没有用，好快呀、啊！有的人还要照相，来不及了。
And so last time when there was a tsunami, some people were running and some people wanted to take a picture, but they We're not able to make it in time.
到一个阶段，魔鬼的攻击很大，好像那个口水河一样。
So there will come a period of time where the attack of Satan will be very great, like a river of saliva.
在启示录里面都是双重的，就是神国这边有魔鬼国，那边也有啊。
And so in the book of Revelation, everything comes by two. So what there is in the kingdom of God, there is also where Satan is.
在神国有生命河、啊、我们听了就很舒服、啊、
So in the kingdom of God, there is the river of life.
但是魔鬼国那边有什么？口水河。
And Satan has the river of saliva.
但是他们是很享受的。
But they take great, they take great pleasure in this.
就是最终之乐，不然的话人家跑光了，口水河也是很享受的。
And so they take great pleasure in this river because they take pleasure in their sin.
这个时候怎么办？
So what do they do? What they,
海啸来你跑、就是100公尺全世界跑第一的也逃不掉。
And so even if you're the fastest runner, when the tsunami comes, you cannot flee.
怎么办？
So what do you do?
一定要飞。
You must fly.
所以到最后我们每个人都要飞啊。
So when the time comes, we must all fly. We must be able to fly.
你水来了。
So when the water comes,
快要到脚了。
When it's about to reach your feet,
飞起来。
You can fly.
一定要飞。
So you must fly.
所以四活物一定要飞了。
So the four living creatures, they must fly.
在服事当中，当然不凸显自己，哦，然后呢，不记自己的功，接下来你一定要飞。
And so when they serve, they must not stick out, and they must not remember their own deeds, and then they must fly.
这就是四活物的两个，它的事，它的本质，它存在，它组成它的要素，就是这两个。
So the four living creatures are composed of these two things.
四活物是什么？
And so what are the four living creatures?
四活物是眼睛，
their eyes,
配上六个翅膀。
And six wings.
好，这就是四活物了。以后你想到四活物，不要想别的，像一团眼睛呢，就是都是眼睛，然后呢有六个翅膀。这翅膀你也不要想有羽毛，一定是什么眼睛。
And so in the future, when you think of the four living creatures, do not think of anything else. Think of a lot of eyes and wings that are covered with eyes.
但是呢，这四个活物也是有相异的啦，都是不同的。
And so there are also differences amongst the four living creatures.
是它的相，就是外表。
And this is their outer appearance.
外表看起来一个样子像狮子。
One of them, the appearance looked like a lion.
一个像牛。
Another one looked like an ox.
一个像人。
And one looked like a man.
一个像狮，那个鹰。
And one was like a flying eagle.
狮子是。如果以像狮子的话，如果取它的象征的意义的话，它是在地上的。
And so, if you talk about the appearance like a lion, this is on earth.
对，它是地上的百兽之王。
And he is the king of the beast on the ground.
鹰是在天空的。
And the eagle is in the sky.
在天空上面的众鸟之王就是鹰。
And he is the king of the birds in the sky.
那牛呢？
And so what is the ox?
在出埃及记第29章36节哈。
In Exodus chapter 29 verse 36.
每天他们要献一只牛献祭。
Every day they had to sacrifice an ox.
所以牛是献祭的祭物当中之首。所以每次献祭如果排，他总是说献牛啊，如果不够的。没有能力达到的再献羊，羊不够这个能力的啊，就献鸽子。
And so, when they were sacrificing, they would always sacrifice the ox first. And when they didn't have enough of the ox, then they would go into to a different animal.
就是牛在崇拜上面献祭，以这个为罪为首了哈。
And so they were, they are the keeper of the animals that are sacrificed.
当然了，我们知道人就是以最主要是用人的用神的样子形象所造的。
And we know that man was created in the likeness of God.
那也是神把万物交在他手中来管理的。
And God entrusted all animals in His care.
所以是活物同样的本质，就是它组成。造成它成为四活物的最根本的那个它的要素是一样的。
So the basic components of the four living creatures are the same.
但是它的外在的表就是样子是有不同的。
But there are differences in their outer appearance.
如果你把它组成起来是狮牛人鹰。
And if you put them together, they're the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle.
对，它是在。像主耶稣在五章五节在启示录五章五节，主耶稣就是狮子了。
And in Revelation chapter 5 verse 5 it says that Jesus.
五章五节，来念念一下。
Chapter 5 verse 5. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed."
好，继续。
He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
这是得胜的。
And so he is triumphant.
所以无论在、地上或是在天空上都是得胜的。
So he is victorious whether on the ground or in the sky.
在地上是管理跟那个奉献的。
And on the ground he takes care of other animals and he is used for sacrifice.
这是他的不同的差别性。
And this is the difference among them.
所以这就是末世的四活物。
And so these are the four living creatures in the end times.
四活物这样的一个那他们这个四活物做什么？
And so what do these four living creatures do?
我们来看第八节哈。
Let us look at verse 8.
他们是昼夜不住的说。
Day and night they never stop saying.
你想到晚上不能睡觉，有时候就想想，哎呀，好可怜。
And so sometimes you take pity upon yourself when you cannot fall asleep at night.
但是他是昼夜不住的喊啊。
But day and night they never stop saying this.
对，在那边颂赞。
And they were praising God.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！我们今天一开始也就唱这个诗嘛。
And they said, "Holy, holy, holy," which is the hymn we sang earlier.
不是今天一开始就唱这个圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And we sang this as our first hymn tonight.
就是四活物的歌嘛。
And this is the song of the four living creatures.
他只是颂赞。
They were praising.
这是最高的祷告，最高的赞美。
And this is the greatest praise, the greatest prayer.
在这里没有求这个求那个。
And they do not ask for this or that.
他们一唱，二十四长老就有动作了。
And when they sang, the 24 elders took action.
他们就俯伏在宝座前面。
They would go before the throne.
然后呢，也把冠冕放在宝座前。
And they would fall down and place their crown before the throne.
如果你把这两个图画在一起，这画很难画，这个可能要用那个玩具的那个什么。自动玩具的那个，这边一唱，他们就趴下去放上去，然后，又坐回去又放上去，然后他，这个可能要请电脑工程师来做才有办法。
So this is very hard to draw. You might have to ask a graphic designer to reenact this.
好，那十一节这里是讲神的创造。
So verse 11 talks about the creation of God.
其实第四章我们看到的是。末世的一个天上的原型，一个prototype， 原型、啊。
So this is a prototype that will happen in heaven during the end times.
这个我们也讲过四章哈、哦，一开始这个发生在哪里？在天上。
So where does this happen? This happens in heaven.
天上在哪里
？And where is this?
你就坐在天上啊。
And you are sitting in heaven.
你不要问说啊，天上在哪里？你坐在天上，你还不知道，那就很奇怪了。
And it would be very strange if you did not know where it was, even though you are sitting in it.
上礼拜我们讲过嘛，哈，你受洗就跟耶稣，哦，同死同埋葬同复活一同坐在天上，这个以弗所书第二章第四节六节讲的。
And lastly, you talked that after you are baptized, you are buried, you die with Christ, and you are buried with him, and you resurrect with him, and you sit in heaven with him.
那所以只是讲末世的教会的一个情形。
And so this talks about the church in the end times.
第四章所唱的是创造的歌。
And the song in chapter 4 is the song of the creation.
第五章有三首歌。
And there are three songs in chapter 5.
唱的是救赎的歌。
And they talk about salvation.
所以第四章、第五章就是创造跟救赎合起来。
And so chapter 4 and chapter 5 talk about the creation and salvation.
谁来执行这些工作?
And who was to do all this work?
24长老。
The 24 elders.
24长老是讲他们的身份。
And the 24 elders talks about their status.
四活物是讲他们的精神。
And the four living creatures talks about their experience.
就是两个是合起来的。
And so the two things are added together.
每个人都要全那个遍体前后遍体内外都要有眼睛呢。
And everyone is to have eyes within and without, in front and the back.
你每个人都要六对的，有六个翅膀，三对的翅膀。
And everyone is to have six wings, three pairs of wings.
所以末世的二十四长老跟四后其实是一个很完美的我们信徒的身份跟他的精神。
And so the 24 elders and the four living creatures is a very complete status and experience of the Christians in the end times.
所以从现在开始，你是二十四长老，也是四活物。
So from now on, you are the 24 elders and you are the four living creatures.
我们就来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
337首。
337.